The presentation is called Getting It Right on Mental Health and Substance Abuse, The San Antonio Story. President and CEO of the Center for Healthcare Services, Leon Evans, is the keynote speaker. He's presenting specific treatment protocols they've used in San Antonio to address the mental illness behind substance abuse. He says many years ago, when states started closing hospitals, many people went untreated.
The promise back then was that those dollars would follow people into the community for treatment. And because at that time there were new antipsychotic medications and community-based services opening up, and our hopes were people wouldn't have to be institutionalized and spend their whole lives in an institution because they had a untreated illness. And the problem, of course, is that funding didn't follow people into the community, so there were bad outcomes.
He says untreated mental illness is costly and tragic.
When people go untreated, the average severely mentally ill person in the United States dies at least 25 years sooner than the general population. Many times they go undiagnosed and untreated, so they're self-medicating with alcohol and drugs, and we know what that does to your body. More than half the cigarettes are smoked in the United States are smoked by people with mental illnesses. And, of course, we know what that does to your heart and lungs. So these people are dying early, but they're not dying of their mental illnesses. They're dying of congestive heart failure and liver disease and lung disease. And, usually they don't have insurance and they're unfunded. So they're a major reason for the cost of health care going up in the United States.
Evans says there's no doubt that high stress can trigger self-medication.
When people are self-medicating with alcohol and drugs, they're having problems with their families, they're having problems at their jobs, they're having, health problems. And, we live in a stressful society. And, I'll give you an example. Law enforcement officers tend to die earlier than almost any other profession, because they're in very stressful jobs, and many times they don't know how to, relieve that stress, because, you got to man up when you have jobs like that, so it's not acceptable to get treatment.
He says chronically homeless people are often undiagnosed and untreated sufferers of mental illness, and the community programs available in San Antonio are making a difference.
And treatment works. I mean, that's the sad thing about this. We have lots of people come and visit us from not only all over the United States, but all over the world. I think we've had seven countries, come and visit. And our homeless count downtown San Antonio is down about 88% from when we started these programs. The number of people going to emergency rooms unfunded and getting bedded in hospitals is down over 50%.
Friday's event, Getting It Right on Mental Health and Substance Abuse, is sponsored by Summit County Health, Summit County Mental Wellness Alliance, the Park City Community Foundation, and Connect. It runs 9 to 12:30 at the Blair Education Center at the Park City Hospital. It's a free program, and pre-registration can be done through summitcountyhealth.org/mentalhealth. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.